This is Fresh Air. Every once in a while, a rock band emerges with a sound that foreshadows the future. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says that was the case with the group Kaleidoscope in the late 60s. Here's a sample of their global sound, a tune called Egyptian Garden.
Spent all of my money, honey, to spend the rest of the night and to watch her do that thing that they call Yashin Meray.
Ask any trendy tastemaker these days what's hip. Well, for one, there's world music, African, Caribbean, and Near Eastern, like Ofer Haas's records. For another thing, American roots music is doing very well. There are even some of the old-time L.A. guys combining these influences nicely, people like David Lindley. Well, let me take you back 22 years then, when all of these things were present in one goofy band, the Kaleidoscope. This was the band the New Yorker called Impressive, although Teen Set magazine needed to add that the band had never been hastily ushered from hysterical mobs. So true, so true. All they were five or six guys with much too much education, a broad interest in various string instruments, and the same sort of sense that most people had in 1966 that anything was possible. Even a recording contract. Despite the fact that the Kaleidoscope wasn't as visible as the Birds or the Doors in Los Angeles, Epic, a division of CBS, signed them up right off the bat. Their first album, Side Trips, was in the running for the ugliest cover of the year, but inside it was something else. There was state-of-the-art L.A. folk rock, expertly played. There were American folk classics, slightly updated, that reflected the time some of the band had spent in commercial folk groups.
While if the river was whiskey and I was a dog, fly to the bottom and I'd never come up. Oh, baby, how long have I got to wait?
And then there was one moment when the Near Eastern influence, the psychedelic influence, and the folk influence converged to make a forgotten masterpiece, their version of Doc Boggs' Appalachian Gothic number, O Death.
My name is Death, and none can excel. I can open the gates to heaven or hell. I can cast aside the flesh of thee, cast it aside.
This combination of Arabic string instruments, Appalachian folk materials, 12-string guitar, and Turkish percussion was due to the mixing of David Lindley, who had worked with the likes of the New Christy Minstrels, Chris Darrow, a graphic artist who dabbled in folk music, and David Solomon Felthaus, who was born and raised in Turkey and had played with such noted Turkish pop musicians as Emin Gunduz. The wild card was a man whose name is still not certain, a psychedelic wanderer who called himself Fenris Epp, Templeton Parsley, and Max Buda, among other things, and was expert on playing standard rock instruments in non-standard ways. In late 1968, Kaleidoscope released their second album, called A Beacon from Mars, and it might as well have been for all the sense it made to most record buyers.
Thank you.
Despite inventing Canned Heat's entire sound in their version of You Don't Love Me, both the title tune, a 13-minute psychedelic boogie extravaganza, and Taksim, a glorious fusion of Indian and Turkish influences, were beyond radio and most rock fans. Chris Darrow and the drummers split, leaving the Mysterious Guy, Lindley, and Felthaus in charge of things, which wasn't all bad. On songs like Lie to Me, the influences were fused tighter than ever before, and for Psychedelic Voyagers, there was a long jam on the second side of the third album. But it was getting apparent that Kaleidoscope was being held together by their contract and little else. As the 70s dawned, Lindley began playing with Jackson Browne, a local songwriter, and Chris Darrow made a few solo albums. The rest of them disappeared, and it probably doesn't make them feel any better to know they were 20 years ahead of their time.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.